Chavis Lavovi says in his Akdama, Achas Satoyele Shal Bitochin Avedas Hashem, he, one of the benefits of Bitochin, he mentioned earlier that there's benefits Sai in Ruchnias and Sai in Gashmias for somebody that is Bitochin. So he says one of the benefits with regard to Ruchnias of somebody who's Beitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shal Beitech Velekim, maybe I say Bitochin in Hashem. That a person could be focused on Avedas Hashem. He doesn't have to be busy with Inyoni Olam Hazeh. He could really focus his life on Avedas Hashem, which is the reason why we're here. A person is here for Avedas Hashem. Now there are things that a person has to do to enable him to practically be Avedas Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he doesn't have food to eat, so he's not going to be able to be Avedas Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he needs to work to be able to get food, that's also something he has to do. However, somebody that is Boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to be busy with Inyoni Olam Hazeh. He does what he has to do, but he's not busy with it. I think it's even more. It's more when you're being oisik in avodas Hashem, you could be mesiach das from the inyan olam hazeh. I know it's very often a person when he's davening, he's busy with all the other things in his mind. His mind is busy running wild with all the things that he has to do. He has to finish davening. He has to finish davening so that he can get to all the things that he has, because he has to speak to this person to be able to get a job for this other person that he knows, and for this shidduch for this, and for this medical issue. So he has to finish davening quickly, so he should be able to take care of all the things he has to take care of. Now, be'etzim, it should really be fakir. The davening is to be makir, that everything comes from the B'nai Shalom. So if a person is boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he realizes that Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that calls all the shots with regard to all the inyanim, then when he's going to be davening, he's going to be focused on davening. When he's going to be learning, he's going to be focused on learning and not be busy with the other things. It's not just that he has time for davening. It's at the time when he practically is davening, then Lamaisa is going to be able to be focused on the davening. That's the real nekuna of davening. It's also a mindset. When a person that the Chazanish speaks this out in Perek Beis in Emunah Bitachon, he says, what's the knee-jerk reaction of somebody that's faced with a difficulty? Where does he go running? So he says, the person that's Boiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his knee-jerk reaction is to turn to Ribono Shel Olam. Obviously, he has to do Ishtadlus also. The question is, where's the first place that he turns? Is he running around like a chicken without a head, and then when he finally finishes everything that he does, he says, okay, there's nothing else for me to do, so therefore he turns to Ribono Shel Olam? I can't do anything else? Or no, the knee-jerk reaction is, Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me. I realize you're the Kol Yochel, and you're the one that's... And it gives a whole different focus to the entire Ishtadlus that he does afterwards. And that's the best Ishtadlus. David Kaplan writes in one of his books, he says that he went to Reb Chaim Sinyevsky to discuss something with him, and he had to ask him for a bracha. So he asked him for a bracha, give him a bracha. He says, is there anything more that I could do, you know, practically, Ishtadlus-wise? He says, yeah, daven. In his little comment after the story, he writes that that's Betzim, you know, on Chaim's level, that's really the biggest Ishtadlus that you can do. He says that's the way that should be for us also. The Ishtadlus that we're doing is davening, and Betzim davening is Ishtadlus. How does it pass that a person can daven for half of a year? How does the person daven for half a year? Because davening is your status. That's my way of being matzik. When you be makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you for everything. And I'm only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a yachaloi for the Yitzhara, and to be able to get to any dargin ruchnis and either Ribbono Shel Olam, davening is the best status. The shayla is, how could you ever daven for somebody else? That's a big shayla. For somebody else's av of year. That's the Gemara. Marshav Leib Starachin met him on the Gemara in Brachas. No, that's my hakara. My hakara is that I'm realizing to come to that hakara is that...
What's going to happen? You just sit in the chair and stop. You can't believe that happened. No one's coming to
that. That in and of itself is the biggest av of year. If I could bring myself to a level that I realize that it's Ribbono Shel Olam, the only Ribbono Shel Olam that can help me, that'll bring me to the hakara that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in charge. So if he's in charge of everything, that brings to Ava, and when you realize what everything is in his hand, that brings to Ira. The more a person could focus on that idea, that in and of itself is brings to Ava and to Ira. And the Ishtadlus of bringing to Ava to Ira, that'll bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you a siyua. He says, V'hudoyim b'menuchas nafshay b'rachov ha-sadash shalomi u'v'miyad da'agosel in Yerlam Hazeh. Such a person who's b'yitech HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be compared to la'omen kemika, to an alchemist. what's an alchemist? In the older days they had this. Nowadays they don't really do this anymore. An alchemist is somebody who says sheyochel ha'apach kesef lezav, can change silver to gold, or nechoishes ubedil kesef, and copper and tin to silver. They had certain chemicals that they were able to put in that metal, and it would look at afterwards, it didn't actually change it to it, but it would look that the copper would look like silver, and the silver would change to look like gold. Nowadays people can't tell anyhow, maybe if it's gold, white silver, it's white gold, it's silver. But not only that, the person that's Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu is in 10 different ways is better than the alchemist. In other words, the people looked at in the olden days, the alchemist, he's the guy that he always has money. Everything is always taken care of because there's never going to be a situation where he's not going to have money. Where you can always find pieces of metal around, scraps of metal. Scraps of metal is gold for him. It's gold and silver. So this guy, he's set for life. He says, there's the person that's Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he lives a much more calm and tranquil and serene life than this alchemist in 10 different aspects. Yisro Narishinu, the first benefit of the Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shamina Kemika Zokuk Lemalachti Lechamar Machir Miuchadim. First of all, this alchemist, he needs materials and he needs machines. Shubil Adem Uloy Chalot Lepoel Shum Domer. Without them, he can't accomplish anything. And not in every situation does he be able to have it. If he's on the run, if he's going somewhere, he's not going to be able to schlep everything with him. If he's, he doesn't always have the possibility to have it. If he runs out of the materials that he needs, he runs out of the chemicals until he gets them, he's not going to have it. Somebody's Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, Parnasasai Muftachaslai, Mikol Mashinim Tzaboilam. Somebody's Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, his Parnasa is Muftach to him. He's guaranteed Parnasa, and anything in the world could be the means of getting his Parnasa. Behold, Dover Badal Baruch Hu, Yachal Yisim Tzor the Parnasasai, Shabari Reitzah. Pasuk says, my Shamar. In the midbar, there was no possible way for them to get any food. Right? The Rambam says in Mer Nevuchim, he says, Vasefis, Rambam brings it down. Vasefis that the Torah is Moine and Masay, all the Masoyis of Klal Yisrael. We have to know in every place, all the 42 places that they were in, you know, over the course of the 40 years, for what reason is it Masha'oya? He says, no, we're telling you the 42 places, go and look at these places and you'll see that they're nowhere near Aisha. They're totally in the middle of the desert and there's no way for them to have any food. The only way possible that they can have any food is because Ribbono Shel Olam gave them food from the Shamayim. And that was, there was no way that they could have even fathomed that that's where their food would come from. They woke up in the morning and they saw the stuff flying on the ground. Manhu! What is this thing, Bichlal? They had no mustache of what it was. They wouldn't even, I presume they probably never would have put it into their mouth had Moshe Rabbeinu not told them that it was food. But it wasn't something which looked like a cracker and a biscuit. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't have a limit or a lack of different possibilities to give a person parnasa. And that's bad to why Kaddish Baruch Hu told Yeshua, told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Yeshua to put into a mishmeres that 1,000 years later they told in Yirmiyahu's door, they told him, don't worry about your parnasa. Kaddish Baruch Hu has plenty of different ways how you could, how he's going to get you money. Moshe Yadu Alachom, Ya Uvde, Shal Eliyahu Hanavi, Ima Arvim, Yishal Manu, Ima Gus Tzafim, Tzabichis Mayim. The different stories of when he ran away from Achav. Eliyahu HaNavi ran away from Achav and he didn't have any food. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. I made them in charge of giving you food. Where did the ravens give him food from? The Gemara says, in Nechulin, where did they find food? They went to Achav's kitchen. Ovadia was in charge of the kitchen over there. He was the mashgiach in the kitchen. The Orvim went into the kitchen. From underneath Achav's nose, they brought a food to his biggest enemy. So not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him food, where did he get him food from? He got him food from the place which is the least likely place in the entire world. From the person that was set out to kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways of giving a person food. Yimisha Almano. The Almana, he came to, when he had to run away from there, he went to Almana, and he asked Almana for some food. And the Almana says, listen here, all I have is a little bit of oil and a little bit of flour. That's all I have. I'm coming here to get a little bit of wood to make a small a little bit of bread for my husband. That's all that I have. I have to give it to you. So Eliyahu Navi says, don't worry about it. As long as I'm here, until the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives rain, then Kada Kemech Leisichle, you're not going to run out of flour, you're not going to run out of oil, and that's what happened. Yeah, it's like the Bava Sali. I would say that the Bava Sali is like them, but everybody knows the Bava Sali. And there's so many, right? So many ideas about people that were by the Bava Sali. You just wrap it up and keep on pouring. This is Akadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. The person is, and he was like that in a lot of things. They would go and drive from Yerushalayim to Haifa, and they wouldn't use any gas. It was like Ramallah min HaTeva. Akadosh Baruch Hu, as long as you have something there, that's it. Akadosh Baruch Hu, he takes care of it. ומעובדה של עבדים הנביאים שאומר ואחבי מנביא השם מאית איש חמישים חמישים איש במהר וחלקים לחם במים. These people were at the time that Achav wanted to kill all the Nevi'im, Izebel, and Achav wanted to kill out all the Nevi'im, so Avadi hid 50 Nevi'im in one Mara and 50 Nevi'im in another Mara, and he gave them food and water. So these people that Betzim there ran away, they didn't have anybody to feed them, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. Venamra kfim rashu ve'evu v'dar shashem liyasru choltoi v'namra yiru es Hashem kadosh ki'en matzliru. That somebody that kfir mashu v'evu, lying, they might go hungry. But Darsh Hashem Liyasu Choltoiv, they're never missing anything because they realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yichelus to give them whatever they need. And people throughout the Holocaust, they saw this on a daily basis, how they were able to live 6 years going on nothing. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make it that they just that. At the end of the day, when the mamash had nothing to eat for the last 3 days, then something came through. Every person is guaranteed by Esem every day of his life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him food. Now, he's not going to die. If he dies, it's not that people are dying all the time from starvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to give 8 billion people food. It's just the 8 billion and 6 he wasn't able to give. Those 6 people at the end, he wasn't able to give. No, it's just that those people, it's time for them to die. The way they're supposed to die is by starvation. They died by starvation. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give them food. Every person can get food, and every person is guaranteed from the Ribbono Shel Olam food. So having bitachin on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's no limit of amount of ways that the person can get food. But it's one more. Hayitzron Hasheni, who Shemun Hakemik Asar Chlasis Kulus Melachos Beladeim and Megamot Yochel Oitzas Apol, while the liquid Shareach Vashon Shalasamim Yimisu Oitzas. Very often, the alchemist has to use chemicals that are dangerous. Dangerous chemicals, and the chemicals could kill him. Noisif Lamasha Olav Lahasman Vadosna Tegea Bozman Rav Yom Velayla. Besides the fact that he has to be busy with it day and night, till he's able to set the process in motion that it should turn into precious metal. Vilo Beitech Bakel Muvdach Loishlo Yuzak. Probably has Bitachem, so it's free. It's free, it's not dangerous, it's the best thing. He's certainly not going to get... He's not going to be put into danger. Not only that, he knows that he's safe. He knows that nothing bad is going to happen. Why? Because he knows that everything is for his good. That means that even in a case where it seems to him that it's bad, what does that mean? Then we know that people, they didn't always have food. They didn't always have things that they wanted. The answer is, since you know that whatever is done for the best, so mamela, nothing is ever bad. Nothing is bad, is ever bad. A person is makadet. He's happy with whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him. The Mepharshim say that David HaMelech said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me lush pastures. He's my shepherd. He gives me lush pastures where I'm able to get my food and my drinks from. Where was he at the time? He was in Ein Gedi. He was in the Ein Gedi. It doesn't rain. There's no. It was in the Midbar that there was mamash no water and no food. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him there. And no matter what situation is, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could take care of him. I just saw that they put out a pamphlet from the Taras HaMishpacha that they build mikvahs. Taras something or another. They had a magbis now during Shevavim. And he said that it's amazing to see the Hashgacha Pratis that we see on a daily basis in our Avodah. And he started telling stories of all the things that they saw. He said, for example, one of them, that they built a mikvah near Yam HaMelech. Near Yam HaMelech, it never rained. Kamat never rained. The shayla is how they can get rainwater there. He went to Rosh Taiman. He asked Rosh Taiman, what should we do? He said, wait a day or two. The next day, it rained and filled up the entire mikvah. Right? Ice in the Midbar, ice next to Yam HaMelech. When does it ever rain? When does it ever... I heard the same story about the mikvah in Arizona. That when they built the mikvah, they wanted to bring in snow and other things. But it rained, Mamash the day. It rained, filled, poured, and that's it. Because the Baruch Hu will take care of you. When was the last time that it rained in Arizona? What is the last time that... Don't worry about it. The Rebbeinu Shlom can give you money, he can give you anything else that you need, no matter where you are, at any time.